Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for the Trump trial. Why? Because it's leading up to a weekend recess, an adjournment just for a couple of days, and then they're back at it. Today there were a total of three witnesses, part of the testimony of David Pecker of National Enquirer fame, plus two very close associates of Donald Trump, including his personal assistant, Rona Graff. What did we learn from any of this? Andy McCarthy, who is my favorite and most relied upon legal observer, he is a veteran prosecutor. He is a senior fellow at National Review Institute and a contributing editor to National Review. And his most recent question, which is posed in his most recent column about this trial, is, did the cross-examination of Pecker help or hurt the Trump defense? Andy, what surprised you about the cross-examination of someone who, by the way, in court apparently, as part of his testimony, described himself as a present and longtime friend of Donald Trump? How did the cross-examination of Pecker perhaps damage the Trump defense?
Well, I'm of a mind, Michael, that when you have a witness who's a friendly and he hasn't hurt you on direct examination, my temptation always would be to actually waive cross-examination to try to signal the jury that none of this hurt me. And at least my theory of this case, which may, unfortunately for Trump, may be very different from Judge Marchand's theory of the case, is that what they call a scheme or a conspiracy among Trump, Michael Cohen, and Pecker to basically suppress politically damaging information by this catch-and-kill idea where they would purchase the rights to the stories of these women and then make sure they didn't get published. I don't think that's at all illegal, let alone a conspiracy. A conspiracy is an agreement to commit a crime. That's not a crime. It's actually, non-disclosure agreements are a staple of civil litigation and settlements in the United States. So since I don't think Pecker offered evidence that Trump committed a crime, and Pecker was otherwise a favorable witness toward Trump, I would have done very little with him on cross-examination other than try to signal to the jury that he hadn't hurt me. And instead, what the Trump team did was kind of go after him. They went after him to try to distance Trump from the suppression of the Karen McDougal story. McDougal is the former Playboy model who alleges that she had an affair with Trump in, I think it was 2006. And then I think more damaging potentially is that there was a lot of testimony about Pecker's understanding that he or his concern that he violated the campaign finance laws, which should not be admissible evidence against Trump, but which the state will use to argue that Trump knew that he had violated federal campaign law and that that was the reason that the business records were falsified to conceal that crime. So I don't know why you would go after him, particularly on, you know, to try to distance Trump from activities like the catch and kill scheme that it looks like he was involved in. If you don't think that's a crime, then there's no point trying to distance him from it, because when the evidence comes out that he was actually involved in it, it's going to look like it's more harmful if they, you know, energetically tried to distance him from it. So I really don't understand quite what they were trying to do in there.
Again, obviously Trump's biggest concern is to move on past this trial, whatever the results of this trial, and I think you've written very effectively and persuasively that it's unlikely that the jury will be unanimous in finding Trump guilty. Is it possible that spending 6 weeks in this context, when you're talking about two alleged affairs with two different people, one a playmate, she's not only a Playboy model, she was a Playmate of the Year, and and then with Stormy Daniels, that this whole association for 6 weeks of him showing up in court every day and talking about a personal life that maybe is not exactly up to the most honorable standards that many of President Trump's conservative believers would honor, that he could be damaged even by the distraction of this case and the fact that it's not the end. This, though, you believe, first of all, this is probably the only one that's going to have a completed trial before the election, right?
I think that's highly likely, especially if the Supreme Court gives any relief to Trump on the immunity question. Like if they send it back to the lower court for more proceedings, then I don't see how that case gets to trial. I don't see how the Mar-a-Lago case gets to trial, and I don't see how the Atlanta case gets to trial. So there's a very good chance this will be the only one. I'm not sure, Michael. You know, I think that with respect to Trump's checkered past, he's been a celebrity in New York and nationally since the 1980s. I don't think anybody is all that surprised by the affairs. That's kind of baked in the cake with Trump. If you already like Trump, you've already factored that in. If you don't like him, you probably already didn't like him. I don't know that that's going to move the needle one way or the other. And you have to discount it by how put off people may be becoming over how overt it is that the Democrats are weaponizing law enforcement powers against a political enemy, which I think is actually an argument for Trump that's getting traction.
Which may be why there was much less publicity than I would have expected to this new series of indictments in Arizona, where
I think you're totally right about that.
Yeah, and there Trump is not personally indicted; he is mentioned as an unindicted co-conspirator. That was the same thing that they held against Nixon. What about that trial? Is that that's going to be after a new president is inaugurated, right?
I would think so. I mean, it's pretty late in the year. I know April, the end of April, is not late in the year, but it's late in the year in terms of like trying to get a case to trial. And let's not forget some of the people who were indicted in that case. I'm thinking in particular of Mark Meadows and Rudy. I think were indicted. Their dance card's already kind of full because they're indicted in the Georgia case as well. And I think one of or both of them will end up being, probably Meadows, will be a witness in Jack Smith's prosecution if he can ever get that off the ground.
There's also Jenna Ellis, who I think is also, she was indicted in Arizona as well. And she, according to reports, is cooperating with the prosecutors. Is that right?
It may, yeah, I think she's also cooperating with the prosecutors. I think that was part of her plea deal in Georgia. But the thing is, you know, it kind of reminds me of this issue that's come up with Bragg's case, where you have a lot of reporting that his case is very strong because there's all this evidence. And what I've tried to point out is that it's not hard at all for prosecutors to amass mountainous evidence of things that don't violate the law.
Which could be the case here. When we come back, we have a chance to talk about the Supreme Court and their pending decision about immunity and about the campus protests. What do they mean for America at large? We'll be right back with the one and only Andy McCarthy.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, speaking to Andrew McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at National Review Institute and a contributing editor at National Review. He was a very distinguished and veteran federal prosecutor and helped to advance the war on terror for the United States. His most recent columns are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Andy, right now the world is awaiting the final judgment by the Supreme Court with spirited oral arguments yesterday. And I think a lot of people were surprised that the court seemed uncertain about that distinction between official acts and personal acts. And with a number of the justices, and perhaps a majority, acknowledging that maybe there is an immunity for your engagement in official acts. And it, just as an example, it was an official act, was it not, when President Obama ordered the assassination of Osama bin Laden?
Yes, that's absolutely an official act.
And
yeah, you've totally homed in on what the issue is. I think there was an interesting narrowing of the dispute in the sense that the court, and I'm thinking of Justice Gorsuch in particular, got the government lawyer, Mike Dreeben, to agree that there's a core of presidential power that Congress would not be permitted constitutionally to enact criminal statutes that would interfere with the president's carrying out of those duties. And Gorsuch pointed out, well, look, you may not want to use the I word, you may not want to call that immunity, but if you can't prosecute him over that stuff that he does, then that's immunity. And on the other side, Trump's lawyer conceded that there were a number of things that are charged in the indictment that are not official acts, that are actually private acts. So I think that was an interesting narrowing of the dispute. And I think there's a chance here that they will remand the case to Judge Chutkan for her to conduct hearings to determine, going through the indictment, which acts are public or, as you say, official, and which are unofficial. And if she if they do that, there's no way this case gets to trial, I don't think. Not this year.
Not this year. And what if President Trump wins the election? I mean, everybody is asking the question, would he pardon himself? He probably wouldn't have to. He could simply order dropping any of the federal cases against him, couldn't he?
Well, he could do that, and he should be able to do that constitutionally speaking. I'm not speaking now about whether it would be, like, policy-wise a good thing to do. Would he have the power to do it? Yes. The thing is, if you remember, they tried to drop the case against General Flynn toward the end of Trump's term, and the judge in the case, who was an activist left-wing judge, would not allow them to do that and basically waited out Trump to put him in a position of having to pardon Flynn if he wanted to get Flynn out from under that. That could end up happening. Judge Chutkan could refuse to entertain a government motion to dismiss the indictment. I don't see what constitutional authority she would have to do that, but Emmett Sullivan, the judge in Flynn's case, got away with that. So that she could try that. I think that he wouldn't have to pardon himself because he could ask the Justice Department to dismiss it. But I think the other thing we have to keep our eye on, Michael, is the Democrats have to have a good chance of retaking the House. So the minute Trump tells the Justice Department to dismiss the case, then the Democrats in the House will impeach Trump, and we'll be, you know, right back to 2019 again.
Well, yes, we've seen that movie before. And speaking of movies we've seen before, right, and, remakes and reruns and sequels, not always successful. So, meanwhile, talk about successful, these university protests all around the country, which are so impassioned and so radical, have you been surprised by that? I will admit that I have.
I mean, it's hard to look at it and not be appalled. I wrote a book in 2010 called The Grand Jihad about the collaboration between, you know, the Marxist left and Sharia supremacists, or, you know, what we call Islamists. I don't think there's anything new about this. I don't think we ought to be too surprised. If you, you know, the Muslim Students Associations, which are tentacles of the Muslim Brotherhood, started really under Saeed Qutb in the 1960s. And if you let that, let something like that go for 60 years and don't do anything about it, then one day you wake up and, like, every campus in North America has two or three chapters of the Brotherhood's Muslim Students Association in it. And it's always been an agitator group. And they've always had operational partnerships with the radical left. So now I think we're seeing a crescendo of this. We're seeing some critical mass of it. I've been following it very carefully because I went to Colombia, which seems to be the worst of it at the moment. And it's appalling. I mean, these are pro-Hamas demonstrations. These are not, you know, I know people have different euphemisms for them, but, you know, Hamas is a terrorist organization, and if you're honest about what the rhetoric going on in these demonstrations, rhetoric and worse, by the way, these are pro-terrorist demonstrations under circumstances where we're dealing with a terrorist organization that's been designated under American law for almost 30 years and where it's a crime to lend it material support.
All right. And again, if you were speaking to somebody who's emerging from his tent at the Harvard Yard or at Columbia, your alma mater, what's the one point you would make most quickly about why it's idiocy to support, it's idiocy and evil to support Hamas?
Boy, you know, if you're out supporting Hamas, it's hard to reason with somebody who's gotten to that point, because October 7th, I don't know what I could say about the last 30 years when October 7th is so fresh in our memory and we all saw it with our own eyes. That's the most disturbing thing about this.
Well said. As always, Andrew McCarthy, his most recent columns noted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Meanwhile, a challenge to Beijing from Antony Blinken. Really? We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to rise. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. President Biden said he's willing to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, stated on social media he's ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. King Charles is set to resume public duties next week after publicly disclosing his cancer diagnosis in February. Buckingham Palace announced that the 75-year-old royal and his wife Camilla will visit a cancer treatment center on Tuesday to meet with patients and medical staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, for the last segment of the week, it is a week of a Jewish holiday, the holiday of Passover, which is actually 8 days, not one or two, if you're following the biblical directive. And I'm here as part of a Passover retreat program with more than 800 people participating, and it has been a great lift to the spirits to be here in the Arizona desert as a part of that experience. Meanwhile, we also have a new film coming up that's called Unsung Hero that I've seen. It opens today. It is a film from a faith-based base, and it's something that I know you will be interested in. There's also reasons to be interested in Secretary of State Blinken, who took a trip to China and told Chinese officials about our concern for the Chinese support for Russia amidst the ongoing war in Ukraine. Clip 7.
When it comes to China's support for Russia's defense industrial base, all I can tell you is I was extremely clear about our concerns in some detail, but we'll have to see what actions follow from that. Now, I think China has demonstrated in the past when it comes to Russia and Ukraine that it can take positive action. You'll recall that well over a year ago, we had concerns that Russia was considering the possible use of a nuclear weapon. And I believe that China's voice was important in, at least at that time, moving Russia away from that that possible course of action. But now it is absolutely critical that the support that it's providing, not in terms of weapons, but components for the defense industrial base, again, things like machine tools, microelectronics, where it is overwhelmingly the number one supplier to Russia.
Okay, these are all reasons to work, and I believe at least Secretary of State Blinken, if not the other members of the administration, understand that one of the crucial challenges here is to prevent China and Russia from combining as part of a new axis of evil, to keep some distance at least between the Chinese and their self-interest and the self-interest of the Russians, who are in the midst of trying to destroy and commit mass murder against the people of Ukraine. This was Secretary of State Blinken during his visit to Beijing today on the possibility of new tariff penalties on China.
The question of tariffs, 301 measures, etc. What we're focused on is practices engaged in by China that are unfair and undermine our businesses and our workers. And this question of overcapacity is the one that is front and center. China is responsible for one-third of global production, but one-tenth of global demand. So there's a clear mismatch. And when you have products that are produced here and produced in a way that's heavily subsidized, heavily supported in other ways, and that allows those products then to be sold at low prices and sometimes below market prices in other countries, pushing businesses from those countries out of business and having potentially devastating effects on communities, on workers, on businesses, that's something that we have to, will, and are standing against.
Okay, we will find out where that goes and if it goes anywhere important. And speaking of finding out where things are going, finally some real bipartisanship. The House is going to be voting on a campus anti-Semitism bill. The bill was introduced in Congress back in October, right after the attack by Hamas against Israel. And the bill would make some campus speech punishable. Speaker Mike Johnson threatened to take away university federal funding. And meanwhile, in the U.S. Senate, a U.S. Senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, voted alongside 29 other senators to co-sponsor the Bipartisan Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It's a bill that would help address anti-Semitic sentiment and action on college campuses. That's been rising across the nation for years and spiking in the wake of Hamas's terrorist attack of October 7, 2023. The bill would authorize the U.S. Department of Education to consider the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-Semitism when enforcing federal anti-discrimination laws. And Congressman Mike Lawler, the Republican from upstate New York, who was one of those Republicans who bravely confronted the pro-Hamas college crowd at Columbia University, Mike Lawler writes, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act will help put a stop to the anti-Semitic intimidation of Jewish students on campus once and for all. I'm glad this bipartisan legislation will be coming up for a vote next week, and I urge all my colleagues to support it. I'm not sure that I share Congressman Lawler's enthusiasm. There's no one act that can deal single-handedly with a situation as dire as the current situation actually is. And for people who have First Amendment concerns, and I would just ask a question. If you believe that there's an attempt by this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act to define anti-Semitism too broadly, I just ask a basic question. If someone says, long live Adolf Hitler, or someone says, bless the Nazis for everything they've contributed to civilization, does that count as, by definition, anti-Semitic? No, of course it does. If you were Hitler's major focus in much of his life was the annihilation of the Jewish people. This was his purpose. You just have to read Mein Kampf. And of course, he came incredibly close. He killed the majority of the Jews in Europe. Not in the world, because thank God there was already a Jewish community, large and thriving Jewish community here in the United States. But the idea that praising the Nazis is anti-Semitic, it just seems to be axiomatic. It's obvious. Okay, so why is praising Hamas and supporting Hamas any less anti-Semitic than supporting the Nazis? The terrorists in Hamas are also committed to annihilating the Jewish people. And again, the level of killing that they achieved on October 7th, they weren't aiming at Israeli settlers. They weren't aiming at Israeli soldiers. They were aiming at people just because they happened to be Jewish, or in some cases, not even Jewish, just unlucky enough to have been in the only Jewish state in the world, which was invaded. If you are saying that you will not give up that article of the Hamas Charter that calls for the annihilation of Israel, then of course you are by definition not just anti-Israel, you are anti-Semitic. We will be right back with Unsung Hero, an unsung, at least so far, film that's worth attention. We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wishing all people of goodwill the best possible enjoyment of the Sabbath coming up. Jewish Sabbath, of course, begins tonight. This is a Sabbath that occurs only once a year, and it's Shabbat, Chol HaMoed. It's the one Sabbath during the Passover holiday, so no delicious fresh-baked challah. We're still eating unleavened bread, eating matzah, and that for the rest of the Passover holiday, which continues for the first days of next week. But meanwhile, demonstrators aren't taking a holiday. I'm here in Phoenix, and with great appreciation for being able to use the facilities of KKNT AM, and very grateful for their hospitality. But in another part of town at Arizona State University, actually it's not another part of town, it's another part of the state, but there was an attempt today to set up another solidarity with the Hamas tent city. It involved about 20 people at ASU, Arizona State University. And The whole idea was thrown into discomfort by the existence of sprinklers, which this time of year in Arizona come on early, and but they don't prevent people from expressing themselves very eloquently in musical and poetic terms. Listen. Okay, I have no idea what they were saying, but and neither do they. Better music is made by the people behind the movie, which we're going to be covering from Hollywood. The film is called Unsung Hero, and it's a true story which actually follows the adventures of a fairly remarkable family, and it's a family from Australia that has become a huge factor in the Christian music industry. But this is not one of those films where it's heavy-handed with its religious messages. It does have messages about goodness and about family and about survival. The family in question, which again has participated in every level of the production, even to an extraordinary extent, is the Smallbone family. And they were living in Australia where David Smallbone, the father of what became seven kids, during part of the film, his wife is pregnant with their seventh kid. David Smallbone, who's played by his own son, which is actually uncanny because they really do look similar, was a promoter for music in Australia, and unfortunately his career collapsed. And in a desperate move, he took an offer in Nashville, moving himself and 6.5 kids with a baby on the way to Nashville to try to continue his career in faith-based entertainment. Listen.
Dad, I wrote a song. Thought maybe we could ask for an audition.
Oh, that's great, honey. Let's take it one step at a time.
Okay, he tells me you're a promoter. You know someone looking for one.
Well, I may know somebody who should be.
She's been given a beautiful voice. It's a miracle.
She's a special one, son. Your family, they're not in the way. They are the way.
There's no food. We're almost out of money. I wonder if he's right. Maybe I'm not meant to sing. Or maybe you're not meant to sing other people's songs.
Okay, that young lady, that's the performer known as Rebecca St. James, who has become a big favorite in Christian music. Her brothers, Luke and Joel Smallbone, she took the name St. James because Smallbone didn't sound right for a career. And her brothers have formed the singing duo King and Country, which also has achieved tremendous popularity. The film begins with the family in Australia and then shows some of the difficulties they have relocating to the United States. But there are little acts of kindness that help them along the way that are deeply touching. And the main religious theme in the film has to do with them finding community in a church near where they settled in Nashville, and showing the family and all of its members working to clean up people's lawns and to tend their gardens and to do things that are anything other than the glamorous fate that awaited this family. When it turns out that Rebecca, their talented daughter, really did have a marvelous voice. The film is a pleasure to watch. It is universally well-acted. The relationships are never saccharine and beyond reproach. One of the things that I thought was very surprising in this film is that the main character, David Smallbone, the father of this very talented and likable brood, is not such a likable guy himself. He's a guy with problems, and some of the problems involving self-pity. And what it really does show is a wife, Helen Smallbone, is her name in real life, but in the movie, a wife who was amazingly thoughtful, strong, and focused on the positive. Generally, you leave the film feeling wonderful, which is not something that is always true. There is certainly a more of an emotional wallop than the current King Kong ex-Godzilla. And yeah, okay, that's a different kind of film, but the unsung heroes here are basically not just the family itself that is the center of attention, but their neighbors, their friends, their fellow church members who help in a remarkable way. Recently there was another film that had a somewhat similar theme, also based on a true story, called Hilary Swank starred, and that was called Ordinary Angels. And there are ordinary angels who take part in this film and this story as well. It's rated PG. Some of the arguments that are dramatized on film are a little bit harsh for very young viewers, but the PG rating is probably the most appropriate, though you could say, well, leaning over toward PG-13 because of some of the hardships that the family is forced to endure, including some health setbacks. It is in theaters, and I suspect it will be one of those films that surprises Hollywood by appealing to that audience that is out there that is deeply committed to religious faith. And just a final word about this Passover holiday, which is, in traditional terms, supposed to last for a full 8 days. And the first 2 days are full holidays, and the last 2 days are full holidays, and then there's a Sabbath in between, which begins tonight. And it's just been amazing to see the other families who were there, sometimes including four generations, who are there out participating in the Sabbath retreat, where there is, every day, there are five or six different classes on biblical text and biblical commentary and Jewish tradition, and plus conversations about our current events and some of our current dilemmas. To say that people aren't worried about what is going on in Israel, of course we are. And the best way to deal with that worry is to affirm hope, faith, kindness, decency, and basically the Hebrew word is chesed, loving kindness, with which we should treat all of our fellow citizens, no matter how mistaken they may be on various political issues, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.